I'm Virginia Prescott, and we are back with On Second Thought from GPB. Stock photos are often the butt of jokes for being unrealistic, generic, reused too often, and now perpetuating stereotypes. A new campaign from Getty Images, Dove Beauty, and Girl Gaze wants to change that. Together, they have launched hashtag Show Us. It's the largest stock photo collection created by women, and their goal to subvert beauty stereotypes. The 5,000 images in the Show Us collection were created by more than 100 female-identifying and non-binary photographers. Peyton Fulford is one. She's an Albany, Georgia native and Atlanta-based photographer, and she's joining us in the studio. Peyton, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Also with us is Anna Sophia Mackey. She's a Georgia State student featured in the collection. Anna Sophia, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Peyton, you're a photographer. So when we're talking about beauty norms, or traditionally, what are society values for beauty? What do we mean?
Well, I think when it comes to beauty norms, just going back to how I grew up, I think I mostly see in the media lots of kind of whitewashed images of very typically smaller framed women, and that are very like Eurocentric. So I think it's really important with this project that Dove and Getty and Girl Gaze are coming together and creating a really big difference, and especially stock images that can be used worldwide through campaigns and different projects.
Can you elaborate a little bit on why they chose to do this project now?
I mean, I think it's really important that now in 2019, people are making a change in the way that our media is seen across multiple platforms. So I think Dove, being known for doing body diversity campaigns for a while now, I think it was really important for them to collaborate with Getty Images and create this one of the largest stock image platforms of non-binary and female identifying.
And Getty is one of those big photo serving agencies.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Well, Anna Sophia, our listeners cannot see you, but we will have a photo of you on our website after the show. So how would you describe yourself for them?
I would really describe myself as Black, Afro-Latina, chubby, short-haired, queer, yeah, a woman.
Well, let's look at that sort of whole idea of womanhood. In her memoir, Bossy Pants, Tina Fey wrote, "Now every girl is expected to have Caucasian blue eyes, full Spanish lips, a classic button nose, hairless Asian skin with a California tan, and the abs of a lesbian gym owner, the hips of a 9-year-old boy, the arms of Michelle Obama, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." Did you feel pressure to meet those kind of standards when you were growing up?
Oh, absolutely. I spent you know, the first maybe decade and a half of my life, you know, straightening my hair, attempting to have lighter makeup, dress like my white counterparts. And so I definitely felt that pressure growing up, and I still occasionally feel it today. You know, when I'm choosing my outfit and choosing how I want to present myself to the world, I still feel those pressures every morning, really.
And where did those come from, those images or those ideas of what you were supposed to look like?
Everywhere. every possible.
But from your family, from your peers, from
exactly. Media, TV, billboards, family, friends, school, really any institution with the power to, you know, socialize someone, really.
Well, Peyton, you mentioned what we grew up with. What was your notion of beauty growing up in Albany?
Yeah, I mean, similar to Anna Sophia, I think I also kind of conformed to those beauty standards that I saw all around me through different platforms, whether, yeah, it be billboards or TV commercials, magazine covers, things like that. So I think growing up, I definitely, yeah, had the instance of wanting to conform a bit, but I never really looked up to the models and things that had that kind of ideal standard of beauty, because just the people around me that were a part of my family and friends and peers didn't look like that or present that way. So I've always wanted for that image to change and for there to be a broader spectrum of gender and body diversity and different sexualities and things seen in media. So I think with this project, Show Us, it's really successfully doing that in the best possible way.
Well, how did those ideas evolve then when you went off to college at Columbus State?
Well, growing up in Albany, Georgia, as identifying as a queer person, I really wasn't able to come out sexually in Albany. But once I got to Columbus State, I felt a lot more comfortable in myself and felt like I was really able to present kind of who I've always been instead of repressing it.
Well, there are so many different places where we get images of what people look like or are supposed to look like. What role did these, you're a photographer, these photo stock images kind of, their whole spectrum, what real influence do they have? How are those used?
Well, I mean, statistically, 70% of women don't feel represented by everyday images. So I think with stock images specifically, there's been such a big call for people searching through Getty Images, trying to find more diverse body types. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't present or known. It wasn't a thing that people could access. So I think with this project, that's exactly what they were trying to do. And I think they did a really brilliant job.
Well, Tina Fey's, back to her comment, there's this idea of incorporating everything. So people are ethnic, but vaguely ethnic and not too ethnic. It's interesting that these images that I'm sure are designed to be absolutely inoffensive, you find offensive to you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might potentially be offended by this group of stock images just because, you know, we're a group of people who have been told to be quiet and be okay with being in the shadows of media and the public eye. And, you know, now we're being loud about our identities and demanding to be seen and demanding that people like us are seen. And yeah, that's bound to anger a couple people.
That is Anna Sophia. She's a Georgia State student. I'm also speaking with Atlanta-based photographer Peyton Fulford. Together, they collaborated with Getty Images, Dove Beauty, and Girl Gaze to create photos for the hashtag Show Us campaign. This is a new collection of stock images that aims to upend beauty stereotypes. So is Getty going to make these available for everybody, or are they already available?
Yeah, they've been available, I think, about the past month. I think the campaign started around March. They're readily available to anyone who wants to license any of the images for any projects where they feel like they really want to represent real women and real people of color and non-binary, and also trans women are included in there as well. So,
Anna Sophia, I'm wondering for you at Georgia State, you talked about your own idea of beauty changing. Was that over the course of being in school at Georgia State? Was there a particular moment of transformation for you?
Oh, absolutely. Going to Georgia State has just allowed me to really blossom and become someone that I'm very comfortable with. I've been able to, you know, meet other queer people, other black queer people specifically, and other queer people of color. And that's really given me the courage to unapologetically express, whether it's, you know, through my fashion or through my hair or through piercings or, you know, tattoos, stuff like that. Because, you know, colleges tend to be really liberal spaces. And so Georgia State specifically has really helped me mold myself into a person that I'm simply comfortable with. Yeah.
And Peyton, you selected your subjects yourself, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You selected your subjects yourself.
Yes. So me and Anna Sophia have known each other for a little while. I moved to Atlanta about a year and a half ago, and we met kind of early on. And so when Getty Images and Dove and Girl Gaze reached out to me for Project Show Us, I immediately thought of Anna Sophia as a candidate to be considered for the campaign. And when they chose her, I was very happy with their selection. So,
how have you chosen other people? Do you see people and you ask them, or people you know generally?
I think mainly the people that I selected for the campaign for them to choose from were mainly close friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Peyton, you and Anna Sophia have a certainly strong Instagram presence. Were you immediately comfortable in front of the camera?
I've always felt a little weird in front of the camera. I'm more of a visual artist, so more than being in front of the camera, behind the camera, I'm usually just like in the background, just posting my art. But it was actually a really comfortable experience. Like Peyton said, we had known each other for a little bit beforehand, and it really seemed like Peyton had a good grasp on the message that we were going to be sending through these pictures. And so it was really comfortable. We got to just take the pictures in my dorm room and like and my favorite spots in Atlanta. And so, yeah, it was a really good experience, even though I'm not really used to being in front of the camera or anything like that.
Well, how did you make people feel comfortable, especially as Anna Sophia was saying, you know, she never thought of herself as that person. She didn't meet those standards. So how did you work with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the number one thing that comes down to when photographing another person is to be as respectful as possible. And I think Anna Sophia knew from the beginning that I respected her fully and she respected me as a person and as a photographer. So I think early on it was very easy and organic for us to get along and kind of go through the motions of things while shooting. And I also talked to her before and got a feel for, you know, her everyday life, and we wanted it to feel as authentic as possible. So
as a photographer, the Dove campaign for Real Beauty, this launched after a global report that 2% of women in the world, only 2% would describe themselves as beautiful. So they were applauded for promoting a range of body types and skin tone, but also criticized because at its root, this is designed to increase sales. So was there any considerations for you working with Dove?
I mean, I think I've always kind of looked up to Dove's way of promoting images of women because they had a more diverse range of body types. I think as we were previously talking, I think there's always going to be a little scandal around, different types of media, women being shown in media. But I think what it comes down to is that it's a really important project and, you know, all of these voices need to be heard and presented as they are. So,
well, you said that you were photographed in Atlanta, also in your dorm room. Where else did you take photos, Peyton?
I take photos mainly, well, with my personal work, I do it mainly in the American South. So I also photograph queer youth around this area. But for commission work, I travel often outside of the state.
So we mentioned before that these photos were taken by female identifying or non-binary photographers. Why do you think that was important to it?
Well, I think it's important that female and non-binary photographers are hired for work. I think Girl Gazed is a really amazing way of promoting jobs in that realm because, you know, for so long it's been saturated by, the male gaze. And I think it's extremely important that finally we are getting these opportunities to be able to make work because, you know, it's our narrative is so important to be heard and to be creating work all together as a community.
Anna Sophia, we know the Show Us campaign aims to break down beauty stereotypes, but how about for you personally? What did you hope to accomplish by participating?
Really, more than anything, I feel like my hopes have already been reached. They they recently put up a billboard in, I think it was Bushwick, with the image that Peyton took of me, of the one with my skateboard behind my head. And I just want little black girls and little black kids and little kids of color, just I want them to see that and know that they don't have to be what other people have told them that they need to be. You know, they don't have to be those limited images that they see on TV. They can be anything.
Anna Sophia, she's a Georgia State student, and Atlanta-based photographer Peyton Fulford, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks.